Hello, I'm Julianne Bartko, your door-to-door storyteller, and I'd like to give you a story. This story is called The Little Raindrop by Judy Sabo McClurkin. Late one night, a large, dark cloud was blown across the sky by a fierce wind. Suddenly, the storm cloud was hurled right into a steep mountainside. The cloud burst into millions and millions of tiny raindrops. The tiniest raindrop of all felt itself falling and falling down through the dark night sky. A terrible noise accompanied the lightning as the little raindrop finally left the sky and landed in a small puddle on the ground. The little raindrop saw that there were other raindrops in the puddle, too. "Is this our new home?" asked the raindrop. The other raindrops weren't sure and didn't answer. Soon, other raindrops fell into the puddle. The puddle was so full of raindrops that it soon began to move. The raindrops huddled close to each other as they were quickly whisked down the hillside. The movement stopped at a small pond. "Now," thought the little raindrop, "this must be my new home." More raindrops fell into the pond, and it wasn't long until the pond overflowed into a nearby stream. The raindrops all clung together as the cold stream swept them along. Where am I going?" wondered the little raindrop. The stream moved them along until it came to a river, and the little raindrop could tell that the river was moving even faster than the stream. The raindrop tried to move closer to the bank of the river, but the river was moving too fast. The river moved the raindrops even more quickly as other streams met with the river. The little raindrop was very worried and so afraid. All at once, the river met with the ocean, and then there were many raindrops for the little raindrop to count. Swimming in the ocean were fishes of many kinds. A large fish gobbled up some of the raindrops, and the little raindrop thought this must surely be the end. Night had ended, and it wasn't long until the raindrop could feel the warmth of the sunshine. Another fish had swum by and was just ready to gobble up the little raindrop when the sun came to its rescue. The sun warmed the little raindrop so much that it was evaporated back up into the sky. A large, friendly white cloud felt the little raindrop clinging to itself, and it gave the raindrop a safe ride back to the heavens where it belonged. We are a bit like that little raindrop. We come to Earth and are swept along in time. Many events come and go, like our birthday parties do. Every year, we get more swept away by going to school and playing games until we finally reach the end of our childhood. We grow up and have families to hang on to, especially during troubled times. Later, we grow old, and the Son of God rescues us from our troubles and brings us back to our heavenly home. Just like the little raindrop, we finally make our way safely back home to where we belong. God loves us so much and wants us to come home to Him. We are so blessed to be the children of God. You just listened to The Little Raindrop by Judy Sabo McClurkin, read to you by your door-to-door storyteller, Julianne Bartko. Thank you for listening.
A production of We Are One Body Audio Theater.